Brilliance Audio.
Welcome back, Maple Maitha Cohen, by Kate McGovern, performed by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. Normally, I'm not a morning person. On normal mornings, Dad has to wake me up for school. "Maple, rise and shine," he says in a whisper at first. Then when I barely stir, he says it again, louder.
"Miss Maple, rise and shine. Places to go, people to see."
Mom says I was always like this, even as a baby, even though most babies are awake and screaming at 5 a.m.
"We used to have to wake you for daycare," she says, shrugging. "You were a sleeper."
Not today, though. Today, my nerves are buzzing like an alarm clock. My eyelids don't even feel heavy. From one of my bedroom windows, I have a beautiful view of a garage wall. It belongs to the next-door neighbors, who don't even have a car anyway. They just use it to store things. Air conditioners and bicycles they don't ride. Boxes of old books. Toys their son has long outgrown. There's nothing very useful about that view. From my other window, though, I can see the sky. Just a sliver, because that's what you get when you live on the first floor in a city, surrounded by other houses and garages and a few scraggly trees. But that's enough sky to tell me things about the day ahead. Today, the sky is the darkest blue a sky can ever be. The color that only appears in the short time between night and day. When it's no longer yesterday, but it's barely today. It's just right now. I wish it could stay right now forever, so I wouldn't have to live through the rest of today. Because today is the first day of fifth grade. Again. Chapter 2. We're holding Maple back. Those were the four little words that ruined my life. It was last April. Ms. Littleton Chan called a meeting with my parents and me. She said it was quite important, and my mouth was already dry when we sat down in front of her desk. I'd never had a quite important meeting with my parents and a teacher before. Look, under normal circumstances, I love Ms. Littleton Chan. Last year was her first year teaching at the Barton, and she was different from all the other teachers I'd ever had. I loved her right away, from the first day of fifth grade. It wasn't just because she also has a bicultural last name, although I appreciate that. It matches my Indian-Jewish hyphenated situation. Hinju, my parents call me. More than that, it was that she seemed so interested in all the things she taught us. Like when we did a unit on ocean ecosystems, she could barely contain herself, telling us about how the blue whale eats up to 40 million krill per day. Those are like little shrimp. 40 million shrimp! I'm telling you, she was practically levitating with enthusiasm. Ms. Littleton Chan cares about things, about us, in a way that felt new. She notices things, which, in retrospect, might be why she was the first person to notice the real me. The me I'd been hiding in big and small ways every day since I don't remember when. I can't read. I can't really read. Not well. Not easily. Here's what it feels like to look at a page in a book, if you're me. Some of the letters look sideways or upside down. Sometimes the letters flip around, or they swim around on the page and won't stay still long enough for me to grab them with my brain. There might be a picture of a dog, and I know the word should say dog, but I'm looking at it and it says og. So I can read it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?